The Office of Management and Budget sends agencies down the next mile of what seems like a cybersecurity marathon. OMB released two new policy memos giving agencies deadlines for hardening their computer networks and safeguarding their data. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller joins me now to discuss what agencies have to do over the next year to continue to make real improvements in securing federal computers. All right, Jason, it looks like that sprint from last summer has turned into a really long slog.
Well, it has to, right? I mean, cybersecurity is not a turn it on, turn off, let's go, we're done. It always has been and always will be what I think OMB has been calling that marathon. And these two documents that just came out on Friday really are this next step. I mean, if you think about it, Tom, look back over the last 6 or 8 months, what's happened is, well, we know a couple things. Office of Personnel Management got hacked. 22 million plus people are impacted. They're still putting out information. OMB has been on a path over the last year plus to update certain guidances. The circular A130, which is a in-the-weeds cybersecurity guidance, IT guidance, just came out about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. And now these two other shoes have dropped. The annual Federal Information Security Management Act, the FISMA guidance, is out. This comes out every year, but this one's a lot different, which I know we'll get into in a second. And then the second document that came out at the same time is really the next step of the 30-day cyber sprint that we've been calling the cyber marathon. It's called the Cybersecurity Strategy and Implementation Plan. And this is for mainly really just civilian agencies, but it's the next set of goals, deadlines, and the like. And all these three documents together, again, Tom, A130, FISMA guidance and reporting requirements, and now the Cybersecurity Strategy and Implementation Plan, all form where OMB is heading over the next, 15 to 18 months.
All right, let's start with the FISMA guidance. You said this is very different from the annual FISMA guidance agencies have been getting. How so?
So traditionally, each year, what OMB says is, here's some new metrics, here's your deadlines, when you have to report them, go forward and improve it. But Congress passed and President Obama signed into law something called FISMA 2014, basically the update to the FISMA law from 2003. And this required certain things OMB to do differently. Number one, it says you must define what a major incident is. Of course, here we're talking about a cyber incident. So FISMA, the most recent guidance, defines it. And I won't go through them all. We have those listed in my story that's on federalnewsradio.com. But for instance, a couple things. It involves information that is classified, controlled, unclassified, proprietary, or private information. It's not recoverable or within recoverable within a specific period of time, or it's only recoverable through what they call supplemental resources. So you find it like on a third-party hacker website where you can recover it.
Or the Marine Corps. Maybe go get it back for you.
Exactly. So that gives you those things. It also, the big difference is, it talks about a reporting structure. So, for instance, there's always been on the books that agencies have had to report a certain amount of time to DHS, the U.S. CERT, and to Congress. But now this really puts it into policy where when an agency determines they've been impacted by a major breach, they have 1 hour to report to DHS, and then they have 1 hour to report again to OMB, and then 7 days to report to Congress. And this was all kind of in place before, but now this is much more specific and things they have to do. And then finally, Tom, one other thing I'll point out about this FISMA document, it really talks specifically about the roles that CIOs and Chief Information Security Officers have to play. Specifically, they have to have a top secret, sensitive and compartmented information access, meaning they have to have a SCI security clearance so they can access intelligence and other information regarding cyber attacks and threats. Most have had this, I've been told, but for a few that haven't, this says, no, you must have it now.
All right. It sounds like, though, the FISMA guidance in general is now saying if there's something bad happens, this is a wake the secretary type of moment if it should happen at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I think you're absolutely right. Now, it doesn't actually use those words, but I think that's what agencies have come around to, understanding that this is not just another cyber incident, all right, let's clean up the mess. It's the house is on fire, call the fire department, call the police because this is probably arson, and tell the owners because the owners may be sleeping in the house, or if they're all the way on vacation, they've got to know right away.
All right, we're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller, and tell us about the new Cybersecurity Strategic Implementation Plan, the CSIP.
See, I'm sure that will become an acronym, CISIP or something in the next couple
months. You can't
months.
Say it. It can't be stated in language.
Exactly. So this one really lays out a series of deadlines for agencies. In fact, there's 11 deadlines that OMB has set out for agencies really over the next about 18 months. And the milestones range from everything from giving DHS accelerated timelines to implement the what they call the Einstein Intrusion Detection and Prevention System. Also, accelerated deadlines for the Continuous Diagnostics and Mitigation Program, CDM program, both very big, important cybersecurity programs. They also talk about DHS piloting what they call behavior-based and analytics to extend beyond the current approach of known signatures. Now, let's be clear here. One thing I was told is when they talk about behavior-based, this is not the person behind their computer, but they're looking at anomalies within the system saying, this system usually acts this way. Why is it behaving that way? So it's not following the insider threat as much as it is looking for changes in the network that would signal usually other problems like a hack, for instance, Tom.
And so it's really keeping up with what are considered best practices by both the industry that serves cybersecurity and probably some of the big corporations that have learned their lessons the hard way.
I think you're right. I think one thing Tony Scott, the federal CIO, has done is brought in those best practices. He's actually put together a really robust team within his office, the eGov Cyber Unit. And that's one thing that I think gets lost in translation throughout this discussion about how bad the government's cybersecurity is. You know, for several years, OMB had built up their cybersecurity. It waned during the early part of the Obama administration. And really, over the last 15 to 18 months, they've really built it back up, bringing in people on detail and being able to do more work to really work with agencies on cyberstat and other, you know, accountability measures, not just to say you did it or you didn't do it, but really to move the ball forward to improve them. And I think that's what this, if you will, cybersecurity strategy is doing, is taking a lot of those best practices and putting them into one place and then setting specific deadlines for agencies to meet.
All right. So, you know, when you look at a piece of technology, you can see how that might affect your cyber posture or keep out intruders or tell you they're there and so forth. Memos and policy statements, it's a little harder to tell. What do you think stands out as the most potential impact, as having the most potential impact on actually improving cybersecurity itself from all of these flurry of documents we've seen?
I think there's a couple things I'll point out. I think the first thing is the General Services Administration has been tasked with developing a business due diligence information service that's going to provide agencies with what they call a common government-wide capability for identifying, assessing, and managing cyber and supply chain risk throughout the acquisition process. That deadline is sometime in 2016 that's going to come. And I think that's a significant deal because the cyber supply chain really is the next area that people are deeply worried about. It's not a new area by any means, but I think people are starting to wake up to say, hey, how well are contractors securing their supply chain and what's the impact on agencies and contractors alike? The other thing is there's a whole section in the cybersecurity implementation plan around the federal IT workforce. Tom, we could have spent this whole entire conversation today just talking about the IT workforce. And there's several things that OMB has tasked the Office of Personnel Management to do. One of them, for instance, is to review all existing special hiring authorities by agency, clarify those legal guidelines for how to use them, and then begin using them, taking advantage of DHS's automated cybersecurity position description hiring tool. So they're really putting a lot of emphasis on not just the right, if you will, initiatives and the right tools and techniques, but really, do you have the people? And that was the one big complaint. If you talk to someone like Alan Powler, who's over at the SANS Institute, he will tell you that there's too much soft skills and not enough hard skills. And I think that this document's really focusing on some of those hard skills that's been missing over the years.
So that's a big reversal in many ways from the idea of outsourcing all of the technology and just having managerial oversight at the agency level. This is bringing in some of the gearheads right inside the agencies.
Well, I think there's still going to be a lot of need for industry, a lot of those expertise, because there's no way the government can hire enough people. But what I think was been missing is those managerial people didn't have the prerequisite background to say if that cyber effort is right, if they're going in the right direction, if whatever the industry person says they should do, they should really do. Not that industry would give them bad recommendations, but, you know, you have to understand, it's like you have to understand certain things about your car, and when the mechanic says you need new brakes, do you really need new brakes, or do they are recommending new brakes in the next 3,000 miles? I mean, those are, I think, are, it's very similar to understanding just the basics of it. And I think the government, what has happened over the last decade plus, Tom, is they've lost that ability to have the people with that at least the more than just the basic skills, but the basic skills plus. And that's where I think they're trying to get more people in.
Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. As always, thanks for that report.
My pleasure, Tom.